Christmas is just around the corner, and you're scratching your head about what to get for Secret Santa. And then it hits you. That's it. A scratch card. Perfect. There's one thing off the Christmas list. Now that feels like winning. So roll with it and turn the big day into Wednesday with a scratch card. Give someone a Wednesday with a scratch card from the National Lottery. Your numbers make amazing happen. Please gift responsibly. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast.
Supplying every demand.
On demand.
Maybe you are in line at McDonald's right now getting something to eat. Well, this is a setting the bar story of what you shouldn't be doing at McDonald's. If you can manage to make it through the day without, chasing the employee with a chainsaw in the restaurant, you're doing okay.
Why are we doing that?
Now, I don't want to say it had anything to do with the fact that the ice cream machine was probably broken, but this out of Maine.
Police tell us a 26-year-old named Alice Sweet is now under arrest and facing multiple charges. They tell us he walked into the restaurant, went behind the counter, and read a chainsaw.
Okay, this is very like, remember we used to do chainsaw wake-ups? Where we would sneak into people's bedrooms with a mask-wielding chainsaw guy?
The scariest clown on planet Earth.
Yeah.
Holding a chainsaw, people's bedrooms. How in the world did we get away with that?
I know. I mean, we literally could have been a setting the bar story for some other radio show. Yes.
I feel like we are, kind of. Like, don't do that. Like, I feel like I'm looking at us in that light now.
Yeah, so the dude went behind the counter
before stealing a drink and some food.
Okay, so then he decides, you know what, while I'm back here, I'm going to take a drink and I'm going to take some food.
Witnesses told police the store manager confronted Sweet in the parking lot. Then he reportedly started chasing the manager with the chainsaw before running off. No one was hurt.
Thank goodness.
Dang.
So there are ways to handle situations, stressful situations maybe, you know, and we've talked on the show that fast food rage is a real thing when, you know.
Oh, when you're hangry.
Oh, yeah, when you're hangry and you pull away from the fast food and maybe they forgot your fries or something in your order or your order was messed up or.
It's the worst.
Whatever reason. Yes, I know. You just fly into some weird rage, but taking a chainsaw into the restaurant is not the way to go about it.
Don't do that.
Yeah, so again, if you can manage to make it through the day without chasing a fast food employee with a chainsaw in the restaurant, you're doing okay.
Okay, good note. I think most of us can avoid that. I think most of us can control our rage when it comes to chainsaws.
First of all, if you're in a drive-thru, look in the back seat. Do you have a chainsaw? If you answered yes, this is what not to do. Yeah, exactly. This is what not to do.